You might not have heard about computational storage devices. Scott from NGD Systems is here on the IoT show today to tell us what you need to know and how they're using Azure IoT Edge to make these little storage devices super smart. Hey everyone, this is Olivier and you're watching the IoT show. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about something very special about edge computing, and we have Scott from NGD Systems that will tell us everything about NGD Systems computational storage. Before we jump into the topic, Scott, thanks for joining the show. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Hey, I appreciate the invitation, Olivier. It's great to be here and have a chance to be on the show. I'm the marketing guy here, so I have a lot of fun telling people about what's going on with the technology and what we're doing different to kind of like make life easier for everybody, especially when it comes to things like the IoT show. So I've been at NGD Systems a little over 2 years. We've been around since 2013, so we are a startup of sorts. And we've been doing a lot of projects with Microsoft and some other folks in the edge and IoT space, and we're here to just kind of highlight some of what we can do. And we were able to announce last year we were the very first storage device that is running Azure IoT Edge locally. That's kind of what prompted this whole concept.
Interesting. And you have this name of computational storage, if I say it correctly. So tell me about this concept and how IoT Edge is working in there. And then you'll show us a little demo of you know, how that works.
So computational storage is taking a new spin on our traditional storage products. So you're used to plugging in storage and we store our pictures, we store our data, we're doing incoming data streams, whatever that case is, and then we need some kind of processing done on that. So all this raw information is coming in and we need to be able to manipulate it appropriately. And nobody's ever really thought about taking the bits and pieces of a computer, which are CPU, memory, and storage, and combining them into something more unique. So what we've done is we've taken a storage device and we've actually added a CPU into that storage device, and it allows us to actually bring in raw data, process that data, and only present the result out either over the air through the edge or at the data center level. So compute in storage is computational storage.
Okay, so basically is it fair to say you're basically allowing your customers to bring some level of filtering or analytics on a storage device, basically, so that instead of doing all the analytics in the back end or on a computer, the device that will store the data locally is also the one that will be able to do some processing before redelivering the data or before storing it locally, right?
That's exactly the point. So the idea here is we want all of this data, but we really don't want all of this data. We want what the data means or represents to us. So that's what our devices do, is it acts as basically a server in a storage device and provides that ability to do. We can do machine learning, AI, we can play around with different kinds of search algorithms. And in the case here, having the storage device actually talk directly to the cloud and save the resources of what else is in that infrastructure for better use. Because especially as we start pushing to the edge in the IoT environments, the compute resources in those devices are limited, so than they would be in a data center. So by being able to augment those, we provide some significant value to the customers.
I see. Yes, I was about to ask about the how powerful is that device. And I know that, like, depending on the scenarios, there's different needs, right? So typically, is there any graphics, you know, acceleration or hardware acceleration that the algorithms can leverage? Is just a CPU level type of thing?
So we do have some hardware acceleration built into it. There's also a neural network that's able to be run on it for some of the AI ML stuff. It's not a Xeon class processor by any stretch. It's ARM based, so it's a quad core ARM applications processor. It runs fast enough to run searches or analytics on the local data. So I'm not trying to replace the CPU in a server. I'm trying to give some resources to the local data on the device. So if I've got my largest device today is 32 terabytes. So I can search, sort, and manage 32 terabytes more efficiently at the storage device level than I can trying to get it into the host processor.
I see. So what is a typical scenario? Before we jump into the demo, really want to jump into that, but what is an example of a typical scenario, maybe without mentioning a customer that is using that, but what kind of idea can people have of what that can do?
Yeah, well, actually, one of the perfect examples I can give you without naming a customer name is there's a telco provider doing work for the Australian government, and they needed a very, very small IoT gateway. He's basically using a Raspberry Pi as the brain. And the problem with this platform is that's not powerful enough to do any kind of information analytics. It simply streams data into a storage device. So he bought a couple of our products, stuck it in with that Raspberry Pi, integrated it all into a little IoT gateway. Incoming data stream comes through the Raspberry Pi. Raspberry Pi stores it to our device. Our device then takes over using the Azure IoT Edge platform and sends it to the cloud at the appropriate locations, pulls in the right tools to run on the cloud in the storage device itself. And the Raspberry Pi is just simply doing data in, data out. All the compute's being done on our devices.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to show me now.
Absolutely. All right. So for our demo today, we're going to actually show how we're highlighting running the Azure IoT Edge on a computational storage device. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to create an IoT hub device. And you can see we're generating that here. Once that's created, we actually have to do some slight modifications in this instance for the Edge agent and hub. So what we're going to do is go in and actually change the runtime settings. And the reason we have to do this for our particular implementation is you can see there that current version is actually the Intel-based platform. And so we have to copy-paste in the ARM beta version to be able to actually run the device in the ARM environment. So ARM is not fully released yet for Azure IoT Edge, so we're one of the beta testers for it. And now that we've got that updated, you can see we're able to go in and actually showcase that those particular devices are there. So now we need to do the final configuration at the device level. So we're going to go into our devices. You can see two screens here. The one on the right where we're typing now is the actual device itself. So root at node one is we're actually within the Linux subsystem of the storage device itself, putting that connection string in. The one on the left actually represents the host platform that the device is connected to. So we're now starting the IoT Edge platform. You can see that the Edge agent has popped up. We'll do a refresh again, and you'll see that we now have the agents and the host running. And all of this, again, is being done based on the storage device itself. So there's the hub and the agent. They're both running. We're using the Docker container application to do that. You can see there's the Linux instance being published. So now what we need to do is go in and refresh, and you can see the IoT server on Azure is now seeing these products as live solutions. We're next going to create a module here, and this particular one we're going to play with is an image analyzer. So we're going to utilize the capability of our system to actually run an image analysis application from the IoT hub on the individual device itself, in this case the computer vision application. So we're putting in all the variables that are required to allow us to use this computer vision device. And you can see we're updating all of those services and creating a container option for us so that this service will now be able to be run as you would in any other particular IoT platform. So doing all the wonderful modifications that are required, you can see we've got this now Azure IoT Edge device set up and ready to go. There's our image analyzer module. So again, it's not currently reported by the host device. So now we've got to go in and again update. And you now see the image analyzer is running again within the Linux server on the device itself. And the next step for us to do here is then now actually take advantage of having the device speak specifically to the IoT Edge itself. So we're going to tell it to go ahead and run that particular tool. And you can see that it's looking for images. So basically what we've done is we've created a file on the Linux server within the device looking for pictures. So as a picture gets derived and allowed and stuck within the particular host device, you can see this is the Azure shell running on the website of the platform. Sorry, my mouse and I are having a little bit of a fun fight. But what we're doing is this Azure device is now live. So now we're going to run that on the actual Azure side. And now we've got both event monitors running. So for this particular one, I'm going to grab a picture of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We want to see what that picture looks like. So we're going to grab the address for that image. We don't even need the physical image. We're going to now go to our host platform on the actual server device side, and we're going to store that image into the actual application device on the right. So on the left, we're physically copying an image from the web into the storage device that's shown on the right. And you can see where it says it just found that picture. It's gone out, grabbed the computer vision application, and has found and determined that we're now looking at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. So the storage device received an image stored by a host, host CPU sitting perfectly idle, and yet we were able to determine and use a computer vision algorithm from the IoT Edge on the actual storage device. So we're going to do it again. We're going to grab another picture. We're going to have some fun. And this time we're going to go from Italy to France, and we're going to grab a picture of the Eiffel Tower. So again, repeat the same process. We're going to take that image. We're going to actually physically store it on the storage device. So all the host platform is doing, similar to the example I mentioned, is storing the data onto the physical device.
Yes, just it, a regular storage device, right? Regular
No, so it's storing it on the computational storage device, which is shown on the right-hand side. So we're looking at an output on the right of the storage device's Linux, but he's storing that picture on that storage device. So it, not only is it computing on it, but it's actually receiving inbound data from the host to process. Found the picture, and there we go. We are now seeing that it's gone out, and we have an Eiffel Tower. So as you can see, we are able to actually deploy Azure IoT Edge and run the application from the storage device and not the host platform.
That's pretty wowing, actually, because what the final user has been doing is just like drag and drop, or just like getting a file and putting it in a storage, you know, like locally on the host computer. So that was pretty amazing, because you can imagine a very sophisticated thing. And because you're running that over our IoT Edge, there's a connectivity to IT Hub, and you can actually update which model is running on that device remotely, right?
Exactly. And if you think about it, this was one device attached to one, quote, sensor that may be bringing in that image. If you have a whole platform of sensors that are doing security of surveillance, or you're trying to do any kind of that kind of work, the host processor cannot do all 24 cameras at once. It's never been able to. We've always had that problem. If I have 24 individual devices doing that work for you, then that leaves that host capable of actually accomplishing the tasks that are more manageable and meaningful for what a host should be doing.
I think that's a great example of the power of IoT Edge and Azure IoT was with a very sophisticated and smart solution down there. So let me ask you a last question here. So how do people get started? How do you run this business at NGD Systems? So if I'm a customer, do I buy an actual, you know, storage hard drive, or do I go to you and it's a subscription? How does it work in general?
So today it is actually based on buying a storage device, if you will. So we do sell it in multiple form factors, flavors, capacities. We also have OEM partners where you can buy it in a full-fledged server that's already pre-configured with whatever platform and need you have. And at some point in time, as we continue the engagements with our friends at Microsoft, it'll become an Azure service that we'll be able to provide as well.
Awesome. Because you're like a friend, Microsoft, so I can have my own storage device that has
exactly.
Its own IoT Edge runtime.
And when you talk about being able to get 32 terabytes in one little box about yay big, which I could have shown a real picture, but hey, you know.
Yeah, no surprise. People will actually go to that link that we're preparing
exactly.
For learning more. Nice tease here. So the link that you're going to have to go to is aka.ms/IoTshow/NGD Systems. Scott, there's a fantastic demo and great insights into that solution, the computational storage solution that NGD Systems builds. Thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. I'm happy to participate. And hopefully that nice quick demo is a good opportunity to show that there's even some geek left in me as a marketing guy.
There is. And marketing is not bad, man. You're good. You're good.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate
awesome. It. Thanks for coming. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for the IoT Show. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.